The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And once again, welcome back to the Power Hour. Some real interesting things happening these days in the medical profession. This is a big problem that we all have to entertain. It's not just guys or girls. We're going to be talking about boobs in a different form and fashion than what you're used to. I remember, because we had Megan Smith on with us, she is a master's of science. She's been involved in the arts since a young girl growing up in Falls Church, Virginia, after earning a BA in biology at the Colorado College, starting down as a career path as a professional musician for a decade with her sister, Debbie. Well, I tell you what, as a person after my own heart, since we're fellow musicians here. The beauty of it. Welcome to the show, Megan.
Thank you.
Now, see, it goes deeper than that because of the fact that you have been directly involved with cancer. And then, of course, you became very much aware of these issues of hard science and the fact that Big Pharma and the medical profession is behind what may seem to a lot of people some very nefarious behavior. And you've discovered all of this, which is one of the reasons why we have you here. Megan just released her second comprehensive film, A New Standard of Care, Alternative Cancer Therapies. She had a first movie out called Boobs, The War on Women's Breasts. What You Don't Know About Mammograms Can Kill You. Like I said, you're among a company that's in agreement here. The thing is, you can actually get breast cancer. And see, guys, you're sitting there going, oh, I can tune this out because it really doesn't apply to me. Well, I hate to say this, but do you remember Richard Roundtree from Shaft? He actually was diagnosed with breast cancer.
I think,
yeah, it happens to guys too. So you really need to understand if you have it, and it doesn't really matter. We're having to talking about breast cancer right now because this is something near and dear to Megan's situation. But, you know, when you're dealing with the Hippocratic Oath of do no harm, and these doctors go out and do what they do and say what they say and recommend, you know, it's like somebody told me I had cancer. Well, we're going to have to do a biopsy, and then we're done with that. Then we're going to do some more MRIs, and we're going to bomb your body with radiation, and we're going to poison you with chemo. And, I mean, I'm sure you've heard all this arguendo before, and we're going to discuss this new standard of care movie that you have out now. But I want to go back to the first film. I guess I should start by asking, because people may not have seen it. I've seen both trailers. And this is something that you probably watch both movies. They are both available, aren't they?
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Do you want me to tell you real quick where to find them?
If you would, we appreciate that.
So the first one on breast cancer screening, and I do take mammogram out, and then I talk about thermography and ultrasound, so I don't leave people hanging without any other options. But that you can find that on at boobsdoc.com, boobsdoc.com. And then my new film is anewstandardofcare.com. And that will take you to the YouTube link, which may or may not be up for very much longer. But I'll put it up somewhere else if that one goes down.
You know, I'm really sad that YouTube would do something like this, considering that the people that actually run that program, which is Google, may have run into a situation on their own with themselves or a family member that was afflicted by cancer. And they just put their faith in modern medicine, you know, instead of trusting God and their own conscience and doing what's right. And, you know, you have alternative cancer therapies out there. I have had a thermography done. My wife has had a thermography done. We understand. In fact, you know, they tried to insinuate that there was cancer, a history of cancer, and the thermography showed zero. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, well, see, there you go. But yet the doctors want to keep doing biopsies and poking around and, I mean, this is supposed to be do no harm, and that's not what you found out through your research and studies putting these movies together, was it?
No, and it's a lot of it's largely driven by Medicare, who sets the standard of care. They set it, which is strange, and then it dribbles down to the medical schools where they support it with research. So it's kind of backwards what we're doing. The whole medical, you know, apparatus is set up in a strange way. But right now, women are forced to get mammograms because Medicare and the other insurance companies won't pay for the ultrasound and unless you get the mammogram first. And a lot of women don't want the radiation. Last time I was getting a mammogram about 6 years ago, I just was standing there going, what am I doing? This is ridiculous. And I never got another one again. And I tripped into this, a couple of doctors who were doing ultrasound and thermography. Thermograms make sense. They were studied in the 1970s. And the trial was a huge trial run by American Cancer Society and NCI. And apparently they didn't run it correctly. They were hiring radiologists to run the thermograms who didn't know anything about thermograms. So the thermograms got thrown out right away. But it's something I went back and talked to American Cancer during my filming career the last 8 years and have Otis Brawley, their medical director, talking on film about, you know, we really should look at that again after you showed me the evidence, which I did with a medical doctor. He said, this is worthy. I said, can I quote you on that? And he said, yeah, this is worthy of future research. So I need to go lobby the Hill. I was just about to go lobby the Hill with that evidence and COVID hit. So I need to get back out there. Once I finish promoting this film, then I'll go do that.
Well, the thing is though, your husband was in politics, right?
Right. He was in the U.S. Senate. He was a staffer for 35 years. Very powerful, but still had, you know, had connections, but still could not, you know, he still died of cancer. He still died of the chemotherapy is what I found out later.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised because, I mean, it is poison. I know people that are going through it right now. And, you know, what's really amazing is that it's just like the jab. We're seeing a rate of turbo cancers escalating like crazy. And the first thing that people do, because they put their faith in the U.S. government and everybody ran out and got the shot that they didn't know, it was not informed consent. And the craziness of it all, Megan, is they go right back to the very doctors who told them, you really need to get the jab and be protected. And it's just this whole thing with vaccines. I mean, and then they want to bombard them with what? The same kind of stuff that they treat every other cancer with, radiation and chemotherapy, when there are alternative cancer therapies out there.
It's very convenient. If you think about that, the fact that they're using chemotherapy and radiation, which are both carcinogenic in themselves, to treat cancer, it makes no sense. So a lot of people's cancer returns after they use those treatments. So I'm talking, you know, immunotherapy sounds great, but I talk to oncologists and they're like, it's not going to work because they're just tweaking one part of the immune system. So your immune system, you know, learns how to go work around it. So it'll work on some cancers and maybe melanoma, but the solid tumors are just a beast and it's not working and it's very expensive. So the alternative cancer therapies, though, are in a lot of ways, but when we study them, they're throwing the studies, and I have that evidence in my film. My film is based with all this evidence. I use the medical literature itself to you know, swat all these myths down. You know, they say that we're building myths, but they're actually building the myth, not us on this side.
I know. And see, what really bothers me, Megan, is the fact that this is, you know, the mammogram, and I hear about it. I've never experienced it. I don't have breasts. I didn't go to a doctor and have, you know, some radiographer squish my boobs in between, you know, two plates and take pictures. And I'm just like, oh my God, you know, what woman wants to go? I mean, you talk about the war on women's breasts. What woman actually enjoys the idea of going and getting a mammogram? To me, that would be probably one of the most painful things you can undergo. And then on top of that, you get bombarded with radiation.
Right. And I found some evidence that said just the squishing of the breasts, there's a thing called trauma induced cancer. So that alone, especially if you have a tumor, can mess it up right there. But the radiation amount that they're putting into us is a lot more than they're telling us. They're talking, when they say it's the same as flying across the U.S., they're talking about scattered dose radiation and not absorbed dose. And the radiologist that I talked to didn't even know that. I had to talk to the radiation physicist to find out that little nerdly Columbia University professor actually was the one who told me that. And he said, I don't know why they talk about, you know, scattered radiation. So it can be up to like 20 times the amount. And plus these 3D mammograms, if your facility you go to doesn't have a certain software, they're actually giving you twice the amount of radiation. And they don't tell you that. There's so much they don't tell you before you go in and get a mammogram. It's just, it's horrific what we're doing.
Well, the shocking thing when I'm watching even just the trailers for both of these folks, look, if you want to just watch the trailer, if that doesn't pique your interest and make you want to watch both movies, I mean, they're available out there. You need to get on them right now before they pull them. I would just beg YouTube not to do anything so stupid, because they literally could be an accessory to the murder of all these people in America. I mean, it's bad enough that, you know, we have all these people dropping dead of turbo cancers now. You know, now we're talking about a war on cancer, and they keep pleading with everybody to donate this to cancer and donate that to cancer, and we're close to a cure. That whole thing is nonsense, isn't it? There is no cure for cancer right now other than the alternative therapies, I would think.
No, there really isn't. And they, you know, they are just basically taking people's money and pouring it back into the system that, you know, they don't, I had all these doctors say they don't really want to cure. They're looking the wrong way. They're looking the wrong direction, wrong area. We should be looking at the mitochondria, not the DNA. You'll figure out all this when you see my film. But, you know, the film is a monster. It is like, I decided to put everything in the kitchen sink in there because it was never going to show in a theater. So it's about 4 hours and 45 minutes. So people are watching it over like two days, but I'd like to say I'm getting rave reviews. And,
that's okay.
Yeah.
People, I'm sure you are.
It's entertaining. I've got my story, my husband's story, my girlfriend's story, who's kind of the antagonist because she wouldn't listen to me. But God bless her, she went on film, and she just stuck with her, you know, conventional medicine all the way. She was in immunotherapy trial and ended up passing away after it returned. So, so I've got a lot of storylines in there, and I try and also insert humor whenever I can because cancer is a serious subject matter. But you'll learn a lot. It's kind of a one, you know, Ty Bollinger did such an amazing job starting that series, was just fantastic. And that's how I originally found all this stuff out. I also had chronic Lyme disease, and I was using,
I was going to ask you about that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I got into all this right before my husband was diagnosed two years prior. Johns Hopkins said, you're incurable, you're chronic Lyme. And he said that you're going to have to be on high dose IV antibiotics the rest of your life. And I said, no, I'm not. I'm going to find something. So I just, at that time, synchronicity fell in, you know, my acupuncturist had a skin cancer, and we bought a Rife machine, and we both cured ourselves. And I've come out of the closet with the Rife machine. People used to say, don't talk about the Rife machine. But, you know, the New York Times ran a story. This guy had chronic Lyme disease. And so this guy started using the Rife machine, one of the reporters. So I'm like, OK, it's out of the closet. I'm going to talk about the Rife machine because it's a really amazing machine. Cures anything bacterial, medial, or virally mediated, fungal. I mean, everything, mold. So it would take most of modern medicine down. So they do not want this monster out of its cage.
I know our producer, Catherine, got you hooked up with me because both my wife and I have Rife machines and we both use them on a regular basis for a wide variety of sundry things. Right. You know, it's amazing that, you know, literally if you get these particular Rife machines, the one that we use is out of Port Angeles, Washington. That's where we bought ours out of. And they're about $1,000 a piece. They're not cheap. But when you look at the cost of what medicine is going to charge you and the pain you're going to go through and the waiting periods with Medicare and the waiting periods to see a doctor, and then they prescribe all the wrong things. And the thing is that a lot of people, I mean, you've obviously, if you use a Rife machine, you understand about frequency and how our bodies respond to it. I'll let you elaborate on it. You've had success. I'm glad.
It's fantastic. Yeah. So Rife, he was a brilliant researcher and medical doctor. And so when you have a organism and you have this frequency coming in, the organism is putting out frequencies too. And here comes the Rife machine, and then it amplifies it, it doubles it, and it breaks, it lyses the cell of whatever the organism you're trying to kill. But it's specifically for that organism. There's a set of frequencies. And it's brilliant and it works. And I've used it on so many different things. And my husband was using it on his cancer in his lungs. He had lung cancer and his lungs cleared up after 3 days. And I said, honey, why don't you just try this machine before you go in for your radiation chemo? And he said, I don't understand this thing. I said, yeah, but it's working. So I tried to explain it to him. And he said, I have to, he started crying. I've never seen him cry. And he said, look, I can't do what the white coat, my doctor is telling me. I can't do that, Megan. And I said, well, you know, it's your journey. It's your journey. I still kind of feel like I should have begged him more, but it was his journey. And unfortunately, this is where we are. But a lot of people, you only can take them, you know, the horse to water, but you can't make them drink. I have so many of my friends. People are getting these glioblastoma brain cancers. I've got like three of my friends or acquaintances that have these GBMs over the past 4 months. One of them's already passed away. They wouldn't listen to me. And so it's kind of frustrating. So I'm like, God, just watch my film now before you get a cancer.
Well, see, the thing is now, as I said before, they went out, they got Pfizer, they got Moderna, they got these jabs, and all of a sudden now there's cancers. The immune systems are being broken down. We already know this. I don't know where you are on the side of the vaccines, but I started researching these when they first came out, and I'm just like, I don't trust anything that's going on here. This looks like a setup of Hegelian dialectic proportions, and I just can't. I'm sorry, I can't trust modern medicine. And so I just said, nope, we're not doing that. And then I was introduced to the Rife machine, and we started doing more research, and my wife and I each bought one, and it comes with a pad, and you lay on it, and we sleep at night on the pad, and we pull the pad up and lay it wherever it is that we're afflicted, that we want to. We have a book that's got 800-something different frequencies in it, and you program the machine to hit those specific frequencies, and it's like we ask each other at night, which frequency, well, you know, what are you going to treat tonight? Well, I'm going to treat, you know, asthma, or I'm going to treat arthritis, or I'm going to treat, I'm going to do the parasite setting. And it's already pre-programmed. The parasite setting already is pre-programmed. And see, what people don't know about Royal Raymond Rife was the fact that they made fun of him, and they tested him, and they brought him 16 cancer patients. We know the story. They were all cured. And you know, modern medicine refuses to accept that because there's no money in it. They got to make money off Big Pharma and these doctors and Medicare. You know, that's why I call Medicare insurance for, you know, death insurance for seniors. And we really, and I, you know, when I saw this at alternative cancer therapies, I'm like, man, somebody's out of the gate with this stuff. What are you recommending besides the Rife machine?
Oh, gosh, for cancer or everything for cancer? Well, I did what I could to I traveled around the world, and I found the clinics that I kind of zoomed in on the clinics. They were giving me patients that had they had, you know, gotten over these cancers. And what I found was there's mostly the only silver bullet out there, per se, I would say, is the Brzezinski method, his anti-neoplastins, Dr. Brzezinski out of Houston, Texas. It's pretty expensive, but he's cured a lot of cancers. I don't know that he can cure everyone, but he's also got a backup plan with other things if what the anti-neoplastins don't work. Everything else seemed to be like a protocol. These clinics are using protocols. Vitamin C is in every – I call them cornerstones. I went through like 7 or 8 things. They do high dose vitamin C intravenously. Some of them use Laetril where it's legal, like Mexico. They detox the body. They tell you how to eat. Very important. What you put into your body is so important. And then you have to detox the die off of the cancer cells, which is really, really toxic. So they'll teach you all that. There's also a million books out there on this stuff. And the Rife machine. I mean, I had something that I think was a skin cancer up here. And when I started to use it, it just blew up into this cyclops looking thing on my forehead. And eventually it went away. It took about 4 months. But I was like, well, okay, that proved something. And my friend used it on a squamous cell, and he just went away. So, wow. So the Rife machine can be a silver bullet. You have to know what you're doing, and you have to detox your body. But a lot of these companies will talk to you about the machine if you call them up. And we're not medical. Doctors, right?
But no, I understand that. We also have to preface the fact that, you know, this is for informational purposes only. Right. And I always tell people, because of the disclaimers we have to present here, that you need to consult with your medical professional. And it's like, and you really trust your medical professional after all of this garbage? I mean, with the Rife machine, they actually came up with the folks up in Port Angeles, Washington, that where I got my Rife from, actually in their book, they have settings, and they put out newsletters every so often. And it's like we have a settings, and there's 9 frequencies that you program into the Rife machine, and you expose yourself to at least one cycle, and there's a sweep, there's a pulse sweep, there's all sorts of different settings that you can utilize this. There's different voltages you can program in, and you basically expose yourself. I mean, some people have the big cylindrical Rife machines that they sit in front of and for hour and or whatever, 20 minutes, and expose themselves. I prefer the direct contact, where you basically just put it underneath your bed sheet and you lay on that at night and you go to sleep and get bombarded with the frequencies. And many times, if, like, for example, I just want to really sleep, they actually have settings for that, for sleep disturbance. They have settings for stress. And half of the, what people don't understand is this is the sort of thing, and you were talking about vitamin C, these excess doses of vitamin C. Linus Pauling even did this and got rid of Kaposi sarcoma in a bunch of different paces by giving them 50-gram doses. So we know that that works. So, I mean, this is, as far as alternative cancer therapies, it's just the video, not the book. You don't have a book out.
No, I am writing. I'm halfway through writing a book about the mammograms. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'll finish that up at some point. It's a lot of research.
Well, yeah, it is. And I understand that. I mean, you know, just it's taken me a long time. I've written 8 books and it takes me a long time to get stuff done. So I understand the complexity of that, especially when you're working in the medical profession. You're trying to avoid stepping on toes and kicking shins all the way up the ladder. But, you know, there's a lot of people out there right now like me that don't trust modern medicine. And if I found out I was diagnosed with cancer, I would say, okay, what kind of cancer is it? And I would go home and start treating myself with a Rife machine. I would just forget this. We're not doing radiation. We're not doing chemo. And of course, all the people who believe in modern medicine and science, whether it's a do no harm factor or not, these doctors are doing what they've been programmed to do in medical school and by the science community out there. Siemens must be making a potload of money off all these machines they sell to do mammograms and MRIs and CT scans and bombing you with radiation and injecting you with all sorts of fluids and doing PET scans and CT scans and God knows what else. I mean, what do you think as far as the average of letting modern medicine cure you versus doing your own alternative cancer therapy? What do you think the averages are of you actually resolving the issue?
Well, I mean, this is pretty telling. Modern medicine, I think that any doctor would admit, they do not cure chronic diseases. And a lot of diseases now are chronic, right? We're all getting chronic diseases, it seems like, for a number of reasons. They cannot cure. They will give you a Band-Aid in the form of a prescription medication, but they will not cure you. They can, you know, they're really good. They've got the ER stuff down and they've got some surgeries down. But otherwise, medicine, modern medicine is all about giving you a drug, a prescription, and then you get a side effect. Then you have to go on to another drug. And I was on 1.3 prescriptions. When I went on the third one, I was like, wait a minute, this isn't the route I want to go. I was getting side effects, right? So I went, that's it. So I went to a naturopathic doctor and she put me on supplements, and slowly, one by one, I didn't need the prescription medications. So now I'm on a ton of supplements and I'm on 0 meds. And, but that's, you know, that's what they do. They, you know, I bet you most people are on 3 to 5 medications, maybe more prescription drugs. And, that's just not the way to go. You have to find out what's the underlying problem. What is your chronic disease? What's going on with your body that you keep getting these problems, you know? So find a good naturopathic doctor or whatever and, figure it out.
Well, here's the thing about thermography versus the traditional way that medicine works. If you find a holistic practitioner, which there was one in Florida that I went and visited to do a full body thermography. And this is not something where, like, you go in, you lay on an X-ray table or something like that, and they just run a scan over and you're done. This is something that takes an inordinate amount of time, sometimes almost up to an hour, to do an accurate thermographic scan of the body. And you're bending over and laying in certain positions, standing in certain positions, so that this thing can take pictures of you. And then they have it interpreted by somebody that's qualified to interpret it from a holistic practitioner standpoint. Is that not how this works?
The thermogram?
Yeah.
Yeah. The mammogram takes about, the thermogram to the breast takes about 15 minutes, the ones I've done. Mm-hmm. And, I guess we should tell people it's a, now I'm forgetting, the infrared camera.
Right.
And it sees heat, it sees inflammation. And so, and actually what I love about thermography is that you can see diseases before they become, like, if you have a problem in your body, inflammation leads to chronic diseases. Chronic diseases are an inflammatory process. So if you can see the inflammation, which is heat, on a thermogram, you can say, aha, I've got a problem, and then talk to a doctor, whatever kind of doctor you want to go to, but and fix the problem. And so you can see in your breasts, you know, if you do it starting at like maybe age 35, if you have inflammation boiling in your breasts, you know, you have potential to get a tumor there. So you can reverse your, and that's what I did in my film boobs. I didn't know I was going to be in my film, but my thermogram showed inflammation, and I went, what? And Dr. Ben Johnson, the late Ben Johnson, now he said, Megan, we don't know if it's cancer or not, but we're going to tell you how you fix it. And so I did. I took a year. That's when I went off the meds. I lost weight. I got healthy, ate organic. And a year later, the inflammation was gone. So I may have been going down the road of cancer, but we caught it with the thermogram. So that was very powerful to me. And then you do an ultrasound as a backup, because that picks up anatomy of a tumor. You'll see a tumor on there, like the mammogram does, but without the radiation. So I like putting them together like these doctors recommended.
Okay, but see, the holistic practitioner, do they normally have an ultrasound machine where they can go and do a scan in addition to the thermogram?
No.
You have to go seek out modern medicine.
Yeah, you have to. I don't have the website with me. If women are interested in this, it's my blog, blogonboobs.com, blogonboobs, BOOBS.com. And if you look through the archive, you'll find the thermography listings of ones that an interpreter who I would trust gave some names of some places you could find it. They're scattered. There's not that many of them, unfortunately. That's why they need to study thermograms and get them regulated by FDA, which is what needs to be happened if it's going to be covered by insurance. But women need to rise up, because this is just for them to make us get a mammogram before an ultrasound. It's just horrific. You know, it's just absolutely horrific.
Well, see, and Medicare did not pay for my thermogram, nor did it pay for my wife's thermogram. I mean, you know, when you get the full blown full meal deal, you're paying about $400 to get that done. And we just said, look, you know what? We're going to bite the bullet. I don't trust what the doctor said. I'm going to bite the bullet. And they said, you don't have cancer. And I said, okay. I said, you would know it if you did. Yeah, because we would see certain parts of, like you were describing, the inflammation in the system, we would see it and we would know. So those are things that, folks, I'm telling you right now, I'm a big fan of the Rife machine. That's one of the reasons why. Of course, you can write us to support@thepowerhour.com, and I will turn you on to the company where I get my Rife machine from. There's, you know, more expensive ones out there that are into the tens of thousands of dollars. And of course, you know, when I found the home unit that you could take and just, you know, basically there's a strap you can put around your head and tie it at the top and hook the electrodes up there if you have a toothache or anything. I mean, literally, you can get rid of a lot of things using frequency. And so this is something I'm glad that you touched on, Megan. And I was really just kind of in awe that you would bring it up. And I wish I had one of my Rifes I could hold up there. It looks like a Game Boy. That's how big they are. But actually, they generate frequency, and it's kind of cool. But anyway, well, it's been great having you on. And again, a new standard of care, alternative cancer therapies, is the video. And of course, the boobs that warn women's breasts. And if you want to go ahead and give those sites again, it's boobsdoc.com.
Boobsdoc.com. That's at my distributor. And that site will not go away. And then a new standard of care.com will take you to the links. And I'll always have the links of wherever this film will be. So that's the easiest way to find it.
Folks, I hope you got a snootful. Be right back.
I'm here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Listen, one of the things that was not mentioned was the Oregadent. That's for when you brush your teeth. You just take it and put your toothpaste on your toothbrush and just take a couple drops of Oregadent and put that on your toothbrush and brush your teeth. And I'm telling you, that stuff, once I brush my teeth, I don't want to eat anything for a while. Anyway, it's wonderful. So I use it a couple times a day, and your teeth really do feel so fresh. It's going to help a lot the next time I go to the dentist. So I really appreciate you giving me the heads up about that one.
Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829. Right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We are back right now on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you, and Megan Smith joins us again for this segment because we just have way too much information to talk about. She has the movies out. These are documentaries, medical documentaries, that you really need to go watch. The first one that she did was called Boobs, The War on Women's Breasts, What You Don't Know About Mammograms Can Cue You. The second one is a new standard of care, alternative cancer therapies, which is out now and is on YouTube. If you go to anewstandardofcare.com, and you can watch the video, the trailer, all that for free, as long as YouTube keeps it up there, which we hope to God they do. Megan, welcome back to the segment.
Thank you so much, Dave. Appreciate it.
So when you were doing A New Standard of Care, I noticed from the trailer, and this trailer was only a couple of minutes long, you were interviewing a lot of medical professionals and a lot of victims. I call them victims because, to me, they're victims of the system. Is that right?
Yeah, I would classify it as such also. Yeah, I was lucky. Otis Brawley, who was the medical director then of the American Cancer Society, took my interview for 45 minutes to talk about mammograms. But I also picked his brain about some other things going on in the cancer world. And he was very forthcoming. He's now at Johns Hopkins. But I really appreciated him just speaking as out in the open as he did. I also interviewed Dr. Jeffrey White at the National Cancer Institute. That was also a really big interview. And I picked his brain. I went through all the alternative cancer therapies and, you know, what do you know about this? And a lot of the stuff he kind of knew, but they looked into and then threw it aside. There are three that they landed on. Do you mind if I go ahead and talk about this right now?
Definitely.
Okay, so there are three that National Cancer Institute has a thing called, now I'm going to forget the program. It's a program for best case series. And there were three, I don't even know if they still have the series, or the program going anymore, but they landed on three things that they thought were viable in alternative medicine. And that was homeopathy out of India, macrobiotic diet, and insulin potentiation therapy, which is a low dose chemo that targets the chemo at the cancer cell. So it doesn't kill all the other cells and it doesn't kill the patient. It's a lot less toxic, and you can use as low as 5% of the chemo. Chemo actually works. The problem is it kills the rest of the cells and it kills the patient if you use too much. So, did you have a question?
No, I mean, I was, you know, when you were going about this and asking people, was the second person you just brought up, you were mentioning, were they as forthcoming as the first one?
I thought so. National Cancer Institute. I think he was. And I asked him, I mean, some of the information he had was wrong, but I don't think he was lying. He was saying things like, I don't know if it was his fault. It was the people that were doing the research. He seemed like a really nice man, actually. But the people that were doing the research under him, the trials, Nick Gonzalez, Dr. Gonzalez, the Gonzalez Protocol out of New York, and Dr. Brzezinski, those two trials, I heard their side of the story, and it didn't match up with what NCI said. They were said, oh, they were just, you know, Dr. Gonzalez was passionate, and he was running a little paranoid, and you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, you threw the trial. I mean, it's even in some of the documentation that NCI has just totally contradicts itself. And that's the problem with, you know, if they see something that's viable and going back to insulin potentiation therapy, because it was a low dose chemo, even though it's an alternative method, excuse me, they NCI threw it out, even though it was low toxicity and was working on a lot of patients. They threw it out because they said, well, you know what? It doesn't really fit into this program because it's chemotherapy and we're looking at things that are non-chemo. It's like, well, then give it to somebody else at NCI and let them look at it. Because if it's saving people's lives, why wouldn't you use it? You know, it's just that, you know, and the homeopathy one out of India, I met a man who had glioblastoma, brain cancer, which is one of the highest, worst ones you can get, very fast growing. He had had surgery, and then that's all he had. And then he started taking homeopathy. It's called the Banerjee Protocols out of India. And he was taking the protocol, and he was alive like 15 years later, which is unheard of. And so he was traveling the world, God bless him, spreading the word about this. And so I ran into him and found out about this. And so NCI was going to study the Banerjee Protocols, but then they went over to India. And the Indian government apparently said, well, we want to use our principal investigator, or some really silly, you know, excuse. And so instead of bringing the homeopathy over here and running it out of our government, they just gave up on it. And I said, again, that's a weak excuse. If it works, what the heck? So it was really disappointing. And I have that all in film, all of this stuff I do. And it's I went pretty deep. I could tell. I think I interviewed him for like 2 hours. That was really picking the brain.
But I mean, he doesn't take up 2 hours of the video, though. I'm just curious. Did you ever interview any of the subjects for this besides the victims? Because I want to talk about them for a minute. Did you ever interview any of the guys or ladies that were actually medical professionals that actually, as soon as you started in on the subject matter of alternative cancer therapies, they felt like they were being ambushed and pushed back? Did you run into that at all?
Well, yes, there was a gentleman. I can't say where he worked, but I had interviewed him once and we had a technical difficulty. So we went back and interviewed him again. And so I was smarter the second time I went back. So I started asking more pointed questions and he ripped up on, I have this in my film. We blurred him out and he rips up the release form. He said, I'm not going to answer because he didn't know the answer to the questions, quite frankly. I asked him the one that really got him. I said, are more people dying from the treatment or the cancer? That's the one that he said. That's it. This is ridiculous. You just have to look in the literature. Well, so I went home and looked in the literature and I found all this literature that was questioning, you know, we might be killing people more often than we're helping them. So that I was like, you know, I got to put it in the film. I asked my lawyer and he said, yeah, you can use it. So That was not easy to sit through, you know, having somebody rip up the release in front of you. But
well, I mean, I've had people hang up on me during the middle of an interview because they didn't like where the questioning was going. But I mean, seriously, we're talking about life and death here. And, you know, if they're finding things, it's like the one thing that they just didn't want to let loose of. And that was ivermectin. They didn't want to talk about that. Ivermectin, they're saying that cancer is a parasite and ivermectin kills parasites. So if you're using that syllogism, ivermectin then could be used to treat cancer and nobody's talking about it. Well, that's what I went on that regimen and still am on that regimen as a maintenance. And so that with the Rife machine and everything else, I mean, this is why we're living to talk about it because of the fact that, you know, I'm doing 12 milligrams every other day of ivermectin, which I'm getting from India and I don't need a prescription and we have our own sources. So, you know, one of the reasons why I advocate it, and of course, you know, everybody gets a little squeamish because we can't sell it on the Power Mall like I would like to, but we can't. So, you know, people can write us at support@thepowerhour.com, and I would be more than happy to tell you where I get my prescriptions from so you can get it. But in the interim, you're interviewing all these people. I want to focus on the victims now for a minute. They basically, it was like when you turn the camera on, it turns into a confessional, doesn't it?
Yeah.
In so many different ways.
Yeah. I learned that all the people that had survived cancer were very spiritual. It was a spiritual path for them. And some of my friends, there's one that I almost convinced him to go the path of the Mexican clinics, you know. I said, look, it's going to be a gentler trip. I mean, I just kind of laid out what I'd heard. And they, you know, I said, they're spiritual people. And I said, it's going to be a spiritual, even if it doesn't work. He was late stage throat cancer. So, you know where it's headed, right? And he's really suffering right now. But I said, look, just, you know, think about it, talk to him. And, you know, they just decided for reasons that they didn't even want to talk to these people down there. But it is an amazing journey. That's what I heard that across the board. There's also a psychological aspect to cancer, you know, the whole meridian thing, the Chinese meridian of the teeth and where it is in your, you know, if you had a problem with your mother or something, she died, then you might get left breast cancer and your father, right breast cancer. And, it's really fascinating, but Dr. Tony Jimenez out of Mexico said, if you can't release why you got the cancer in the first place, unless you had like high exposure to a toxin, it's probably a psychological thing. And you have to figure out what the psychological thing was, what was going on in your life 2 to 10 years before the solid tumor formed. And so once you break through that, the cancer, all the alternative methods can do their thing a lot faster. I thought that part of it was fascinating. So I go on about that in my film, too.
So this particular, I mean, are there any people that you interviewed for this film, A New Standard of Care, that actually ran with your advice and are still alive versus those that said, oh, well, and just gave up and died? I mean, is everybody that you interviewed still living? Do you know?
No, a lot of them passed. Some of them, like one of the women's, she couldn't go down to Mexico during COVID. So she passed away, and she had turned around this crazy tumor that was terrible. It was coming out of her nose. But no, the only one really, Christy, the main character, is the one that my high school girlfriend, she was the one I was trying to talk into alternatives, or at least considering, you know, talk to doctors and see what you think. But she wouldn't even think about it. And her doctors told her, you know, Megan, you're full of it. Because my doctor said that you can eat sugar. Sugar feeds every cell in the body. Well, no, yes, that's true. But cancer is set up to be a sugar eating machine. And if people need to understand that. So the higher amount of sugar, free floating sugar you have in your bloodstream, it'll go to the cancer cell because it's got more insulin receptors. And it's set up to just bring in cancer or sugar. Like, it's ridiculous. It's like eight times, anywhere from 6 to 8 times the amount. So that's the one I go on about sugar for, I don't know how, 10 minutes or something. Very important to understand that. And oncologists don't tell their patients that. They tell them the opposite. It's okay to eat whatever you want, which is not true.
No, it can't be. And I've heard the same thing about sugar, too. So, you know, for those of you that, I mean, there's so much that we know has sugar in it, so much food we know that has sugar, and you don't have to necessarily go to a total vegan diet. But the thing is I know that you've really got to limit the sugar intake, and that includes alcohol, because alcohol converts into sugar.
Right. Processed sugars is the worst. That's the sucrose molecules of fructose and glucose stuck together. And those are the worst because it's a process and it's got all this toxic stuff in it. So natural sugars.
Yeah. That's your Splendas and stuff like that.
Right.
I'm curious as to dealing with someone, because our listeners probably are very open-minded. A lot of them buy supplements at the Power Mall. And they have people, and we're going to have to focus on this particular part of the conversation here, because they have people they know like the jab, and they're trying to convince them, please don't go get the jab. This is nothing but a trap. They're depopulating the United States and the rest of the world with it. We're seeing the end result. You have all the insurance companies reporting now all these people are dying. When it comes to cancer and treating cancer, you have these people that are just so glued to the very system that poisoned them. And now they want to go to the medical doctors that are backing all of this big pharma and everything else and putting their faith in them. And people call the show and go, what are we supposed to say to our loved ones or people we know that we care about how to seek out and avoid the mainstream and go with the alternative? What do you say? You've been through this multiple times, and I'm just wondering, what do you say to people?
That's the hardest thing. I mean, I really just, that's why I put these films together. So it's especially new standard of care. People can just go, and I have all the research in there. So if you don't believe me, because I'm not a medical doctor, then watch my film, because this is coming out of the mouths of medical doctors, both conventional and non-conventional. And I go right into the medical literature, which is what medicine stands for, is evidence-based medicine. Well, then look at this research that you're saying doesn't exist. It does exist. It's right there. It hasn't been overturned. Therefore it stands. So, I say that it's in the literature, go do your research. It's hard to convince people. Everybody, like I said, it's everyone's on their own journey, and you either get this stuff or you don't, but people do change their minds. But some people just have their, the more you talk about it, the less they want. They close their ears. They don't want to hear it. Very frustrating. Very frustrating.
But then they would put all their faith in doctors and big pharma and go out and let them kill them. Right. Now, you studied molecular genetics and did a master's degree in biology with your thesis work in that. You said during the break that you studied DNA. That was your big thing. Can you elaborate on that?
You mean as far as talking about the vaccine some?
Well, yeah, that and your studies and everything else, because now we notice that people that are getting the jab, they're getting cancers. There's the rise of turbo cancers is on the increase. A friend of ours got 2 Pfizer shots and just had a tumor removed on his bladder rare cancer. And I'm like, you know, why did you do this? Well, because we thought we were doing the right thing. Geez, that sound familiar?
I know. And, you know, the one thing the way I look at it is anything, because I've had some bad cases of COVID and those weren't fun either. And that's when I started getting some sudden skin lesions. So anything the vaccine can do, COVID can do, and vice versa. I mean, that's kind of, but the vaccine is manipulated, right? It's man-made. And who knows about the COVID? It might be too. But they put this lipid in my understanding is they put this lipid in the vaccine. That's the nanoparticle. Big unknown. Yeah. And I looked up what that thing's made of the other day, and it's, you know, there's research that says that stuff is carcinogenic. It's a known carcinogen. I think that's probably what's causing the problems. And there's, you know, it's a big, long conversation. But I just know that when I heard that they're using mRNA vaccines instead of tried and true vaccines, I just want, are they crazy? Because I'm not, you know, this whole integrating of the DNA, I think it would be possible under the right circumstances. I don't know. But the lipid alone is suspect. I didn't have a good feeling about it. And why they used us, the whole world as guinea pigs. They're trying to usher in a whole new mRNA technology, medical future is what they're trying to do. That's what I thought of right off. I said, they're up to something. I don't know what it is, but.
Well, it's not messenger RNA. It's modified RNA, and they want to contaminate our food supply with it. They're already contaminating pork with these GMO and mRNA, the modified vaccines for pork and whatnot. They're wanting to start injecting our food. Now they've got fake milk out now, which, mm-hmm. you know, for God's sakes, I mean, why would anybody want to drink it? We talked about that on the show recently. So one mm-hmm. of the things that I guess when you created the first war, I mean, the mammograms and everything else in its infancy, this is something based on your personal experience that just kind of evolved into making a movie. I mean, what prompted the first one?
So it was kind of a funny story. So my husband passed of cancer 15 years ago. I sat around, I have to tell you the story, because this might, anybody getting thing about getting chemotherapy, his oncologist was someone in the room at the time, the first appointment we had, said, "Doctor, what's this about you guys getting kickbacks for chemotherapy? It's a way that the doctors can act as middlemen, get a middleman kickback from the chemo. They kind of cut down on a little bit, but what happened was, so this guy got up, the oncologist got up, closed the door, and he said, look, this is what's going on. Sometimes I have to give a patient three chemos instead of two, or I will go out of business. That's one of the big punchlines in my film. So I sat around for 6 years after my husband died because he had five chemos. One of them was platinum. Then after two cocktails of that, he was dead. And so I always wondered, did this guy, because I asked him, "What, can we pull back on the cocktail here on the second round? Because he's half dead." And he said, no, well, let's try this one more round. Well, it didn't go so well. So, I don't know how often they're doing that, but the New York Times reported, I started to, you know, research this because of when the chemo kickbacks, you know, I think the attorneys general around the U.S. started to scream about this baloney. I mean, oncologists were like one of the highest paid doctors when this was going on. And all of a sudden, Medicare said, okay, we're going to change it. You can only ramp up your cost 6%. Well, so they stopped. They lost millions of dollars. So all the New York Times was said was they started to do other things to make up for that loss. And I think one of the things they started to do, like this doctor admitted, was to put an extra chemo in the patient, which is illegal, should be illegal, because you're toxifying the patient, if not killing them. And I can't, you know, I talked to the American Cancer Society. He just said, yeah, it's an unfortunate situation. Some people don't have ethics. I'm like, that's not an answer. I talked to, and I can't say, I talked to somebody else. They said they'd get back to me. They didn't. And I talked to another oncologist. He said, wow, he admitted fraud. You know, I was like, well, that's not really an answer either. I never got an answer from medical oncologists. What the heck's going on? But I think they're keeping it under wraps that this is going on sometimes. So beware if you're going to go down the road of chemotherapy, that this is going on. So that's one of my big points in the act three of my film, is that this was going on.
Right. But see, the thing is, as far as treating breast cancer now, And it's really funny. You got people like Ellen Page that are just like, there is no medical diagnosis. She just said, no, I'm a man. And she goes and gets both her breasts lopped off. I mean, how many times do you know of? And I saw a couple of women in the film that basically resorted to that. And I'm just wondering, are we just jumping the gun on that?
We are. There's a thing called DCIS, ductal carcinoma in situ, which is a stage zero cancer. It's a precancer. And when women hear a carcinoma in that nomenclature, they run and get their breast taken off because they don't want it to develop into a cancer. But now the literature is changing and saying, well, maybe we're over-treating women. That DCIS represents like 25% of all breast cancers. So when they say we're surviving longer, it's because the mammogram started finding DCIS, which was a profit boom for medicine. And that basically they're saying you survived cancer because you had a precancer and we took off your breast. So it was a way to manipulate the statistics to say more women are surviving breast cancer when no, they're just getting their breast taken off for a precancer that may or may not never have spread. Plus pathology, I always thought was 100% accurate, and it's not.
Oh.
So a lot of people being misdiagnosed. I cover that in boobs. They're being misdiagnosed. They're being overdiagnosed. They're getting treated when they don't even have cancer. I had a woman tell me, thank God for your film because, and this was taken off. It was on Amazon. It was one of the, you know, reviews of my film and it's now gone. I don't know where it went. She said, thank God for your film because I went to get a second opinion and the second doctor said, you don't have breast cancer. You don't need a mastectomy. You don't need chemotherapy. And I was like, wow, that just made it all worthwhile. That one comment.
And just because of the fact that they were honest enough and leveled with the doctor, and the doctor obviously was open-minded enough to give them a second opinion, because doctors, it's like they see money coming when right. Every patient walks in the door.
Yeah, they may have done a different set of pathology. I don't know if they did a new biopsy or if they did a different pathologist looked at the films, which probably is what happened. So if you get diagnosed with cancer, take your films to somebody else to have them look at this cancer cells, because it's wrong a lot of times, a lot. I mean, I still wonder about my husband.
Well, I wonder about these cancer centers, Megan, that go out and just, you know, they promote this stuff like crazy, like MD Anderson and places like that. And I'm not belittling them. There are maybe some people that work on the staffs there that understand what's going on. Then there's others just see a gravy train. And right. I wonder about these that they're just not, you know, these commercial assembly lines that just go out and poison people.
Yeah, they wrote that. I had an oncologist say they do rush you into chemo. That's the way we felt. My husband wanted to travel one more time. And he said, no, you need to go right now and get into chemo. And that was it. You don't need to, your tumor, if you have a solid tumor, it's been there anywhere from 2 to 10 years. So breast cancer, especially. So take your time, go get a second opinion, breathe, do your research. They don't want you to do research because they know you'll be headed to, you know, Mexico if you really look into it. So they do rush you into chemo. So be aware of that too. I mean, it's a machine. It's just they get their hooks in you and off you go.
Yeah. That's what we appreciate. What happened to all your friends? New standard of care, alternative cancer therapies, the latest video out at newstandardofcare.com. Megan Smith, we're out of time. We appreciate you, and thanks for coming on the show and clarifying a lot of things we didn't cover in the first segment. We will be back, of course, tomorrow, as we always are, on the Power Hour. And in the meantime, God bless you and God bless the United States of America.
Harmful organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.